हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे राम हरे राम 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 ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवत फिफ्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 5 टेक्स्ट नंबर 1 ऋषभ उवाच Lord Vishnu told his sons, My dear boys, of all the living entities who have accepted material bodies in this world, one who has been awarded this human form should not work hard day and night simply for sense gratification, which is available even for dogs and hogs that eat stools. One should engage in penance and austerity to attain the divine position of devotional service. By such activity, one's heart is purified, and when one attains this position, he attains eternal blissful life, which is transcendental to material happiness and which continues forever. Please repeat after me. Lord Rishabhdev,
Lord Rishabhdev
told his sons,
my dear boys,
of all the living entities, who have accepted material bodies, in this world, one who has been awarded this human form, should not work hard day and night simply for sense gratification, which is available even for dogs and hogs that eat stool. One should engage in penance and austerity to attain the divine position of devotional service. By such activity, one's heart is purified, and when one attains this position, he attains eternal blissful life, which is transcendental to material happiness and which continues forever. In this verse, Lord Rishabhdev tells his sons about the importance of human life. The word Dehabhag refers to anyone who accepts a material body. But the living entity who is awarded the human form must act differently from animals. Animals like dogs and hogs enjoy sense gratification by eating stool. After undergoing severe hardships all day, human beings are trying to enjoy themselves at night by eating, drinking, having sex and sleeping. At the same time, they have to properly defend themselves. However, this is not human civilization. Human life means voluntarily practicing suffering for the advancement of spiritual life. There is, of course, suffering in the lives of animals and plants, which are suffering due to their past misdeeds. However, human beings should voluntarily accept suffering in the form of austerity and penances in order to attain the divine life. After attaining the divine life, one can enjoy happiness eternally. After all, every living entity is trying to enjoy happiness. But as long as one is encased in this material body, he has to suffer different kinds of misery. A higher sense is present in the human form. We should act according to superior advice in order to attain eternal happiness and go back to Godhead. It is significant in this verse that the government and the natural guardian, the father, should educate subordinates and raise them to Krishna consciousness. Devoid of Krishna consciousness, every living being suffers in this cycle of birth and death perpetually. To relieve them from this bondage and enable them to become blissful and happy, bhakti yoga should be taught. A foolish civilization neglects to teach people how to rise to the platform of bhakti yoga. Without Krishna consciousness, a person is no better than a hog or dog. The instructions of Rishabhdev are very essential at the present moment. People are being educated and trained to work very hard for self-gratification, and there is no sublime aim in life. A man travels to earn his livelihood, leaving home early in the morning and catching a local train and being packed in a compartment. He has to stand for an hour or two in order to reach his place of business. Then again he takes the bus to get to the office. At the office he works hard from 9 to 5. Then he takes 2 or 3 hours to return home. After eating he has sex and goes to sleep. For all this hardship, his only happiness is a little sex. Jan Mojthunadi Piha Medhi Shukham Kitucham. Rishabh Dev clearly states that human life is not meant for this kind of existence, which is enjoyed even by dogs and hogs. Indeed, dogs and hogs do not have to work so hard for sex. A human being should try to live in a different way and should not try to imitate dogs and hogs. The alternative is mentioned. Human life is meant for tapasya, austerity and penance. By tapasya one can get out of the material clutches. When one is situated in Krishna consciousness, devotional service, his happiness is eternally granted. By taking to bhakti yoga, the devotional service, one's existence is purified. The living entity is seeking happiness life after life, but he can make a solution to all his problems simply by practicing bhakti yoga. Then he immediately becomes eligible to return home back to Godhead. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 4th chapter text 9, Janma Karma Chame Divam Evam Jogeti Tattavada Trakta Deham Punar Janma Naiti Mahiti Shorjum. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna.
We find Uba's lecture so many times he mentioned. Because considering time is very relevant. Actually what he says, we see often this. People going early in the morning just for his bread and butter or whatever maybe the bare necessities of life to earn his living. Whether it is a big city of the world or poor countries, rich countries, doesn't matter. Someone may be going by car, some may be going by train. But everybody is working very hard. Very, very hard. Even the animals, they are not maybe working so hard. You see the elephant, Africa, so many elephants, a huge body. And also India, and I'm just coming from Bali. Then I saw somewhere Borobudur, World Heritage. So I said, hey, what is that? This is an elephant. Very nice body, Charlie, happy. There's not that much work in my car. No? Even our elephant, he's a bhakta. We have got a very nice elephant. Have anybody gone to Mayapur? People are approved. So we have now also a little baby elephant. Now he's growing. She is growing. What is this? Yeah, I think she is growing. Very nice. Very sweet. Little. By now maybe other two is brought. Very healthy and nice, happy. He's not working hard like us. But he eats so much. We can't eat so much, but he is not going to work. Just he carries the load of the universe. He carries the load. And he's also there, eating little, doesn't matter, but he's carrying the Lord, he's doing devotional service. Definitely. I saw to Bull in our Padhyatra, so many times, huge figure, come from maybe Rajasthan, Gujarat, very beautiful, horns. And they're carrying Gornitai, whole India in Padhyatra. And when he's getting old, we keep it in Dham, and he lifts the body. He lifts the body in Dham, maybe go back to God. No, we bury him. The ceremony, so nice. This is devotional service. Anybody can do. This is our real identity. So long you can hear, just as you are hearing, this is the devotee. Savanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Savanam. If you nicely hear, with rapt attention, Sususu, Suddhanamasa. If we hear with rapt attention, Krishna Katha, those who are rendering pure devotional service, Vasudevi Katha, which will have, give us some test in Krishna Katha. Now maybe, most of the people have got test. Reading Time magazine, so many magazines, other so many nonsense literature. Like a crow, they think it's finished when there is a garbage can. The devotees are like swan in a crystal clear water of a lake, lotus is blossoming. Sometimes lotus is compared to Krishna's smile, or Krishna's hand, Krishna's feet, Krishna's navel, Krishna's eyes. Yes. Most beautiful object. The devotees like that. Once one devotee I saw in the same quotation, in the same one, Prabhupada writing. One devotee from Melbourne, he wrote Prabhupada writing back. Roughly this. He's saying, Maya so strong, this, that letter, as far as I remember. Some portion is written in the board. Maybe the same one. He said, no, don't think you are in Melbourne in the world of Maya. No, no. This our temple is Vaikuntha. It's called Vrindavan. It's always glorification of Krishna going on, Jagannath, Gaur-Nitai. Everybody, whatever he is doing, for the pleasure of the Lord. He's making garland for the pleasure of the Lord. Trinarti for the pleasure of the Lord. But glorifying Krishna for his pleasure. If not for pleasure, then he's not bhakti, of course. You think I'm so in a scholarship. Of course, I'm sorry. I'm singing nicely, but I want name fame. I can say nicely, everybody is watching. There's subtle differences there. But what a difference you can see. You see the devotees, look at their face, their bright faces. No anxiety, they know the first lesson. Nayam deho, I am not this. No, ayam, this body, deha, this body. Nishabdi is saying, my dear boys, of all living, nayam deha, deha jam, niloki. This body is not meant for enjoyment. This is made of kapha pitta bile. Bile, air, and what is that? Kapha. And the precision. Our business is mat seva dharam mahur mukte, to serve a pure devotee, Bhupa. Then we can become free from the material entanglement. Otherwise, work very, very hard, like hog, dog, ass, or food. We can see what they're doing. There is a saying in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, our life is like this, called pa varga in Sanskrit. That's like A, B, C, D. So Sanskrit called pa, pa, bha, bha, ma. Pa means working very, very hard. Purisham means very, very hard. Pa means when somebody works very hard, like a, suppose, horse drawn cart in your country, I don't think you have now. Previously, you used to have. Now India still have. I just saw Indonesia some parts in him. Sulawesi. Palau, Talai, the horse and cart is going. Sometimes bullock cart in India, going and put so much goods, you can ache, but still forcing by Vipi, sometimes foam is coming out. Here, foam may not come out. People driving car or going by bus, but ladies, men, more than sandwich. I don't know, here you may not have a tube, but you have got monorail. May not be that much, I think. I don't know, here, Sydney, I think, has monorail in the downtown. Some places, but underground also sometimes surface, yeah? In Delhi now, making Calcutta is already there. So much I saw in other places. Men, women, officers, peak hour, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Even animal doesn't go like. Taking to the slaughterhouse, I have seen. The children are taken to slaughterhouse to see animal. And then they smoke. Oh, they don't know they are slaughtered. They stand 50 at a time, 1,000. In other countries, India. Oh, what do you say? Home is coming. So, he's so exhausted. Then, then he may have badhi. Badhi means disease, too much working hard. They have got enough food, maybe, and they have either tuberculosis or something else. Everybody, who can say, in the city, everybody has some disease. They think I send like a chocolate or a lozenge. Take some pick. They are thinking. But they say, I'm very, very better. Go to the root. This, you take maybe very strong drugs and suppress it. So you get little relief. Again, because of foreign elements in your body, again you take another medicine to push it down. And this is going on. And the industry, nicely run. This way, good business. But he is not cured, never. As Krishna said, always think of our problem. Scientists won't take it. If you ask scientists, please solve this problem, he'll put it aside. What is that? Krishna is saying, our main problem is janma, you are born, you must die. You must die. But nobody wants to die. Nobody wants to die. Even a guy, suffering, he has a desire, unlimited. I've got an ordinary car. You see, I want a Mercedes Benz. Mercedes Benz, maybe no, but maybe I should have a BMW. Then again, he's not happy. So, new car. Audi. I don't know. After Audi, new. Then again, never satisfied. He's like a fire. He has much fuel. Yes. Flame is going up, 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 enhancing. And then what happened? Nulam pramatta kurute vikarma. Nulam. Definitely you will do some sinful activity. If you eat meat, you must have illicit sex. You can't. You won't be happy. Even if you have got a wife, who can help you? But still he is not satisfied. To digest that you drink, and the moment you drink, you go home, maybe. His son, daughter there, and his wife, kicking the door or beating them for nothing. They're innocent, they've done nothing. I know many cases like that. I've seen. And there also. It doesn't matter where it is, whether it's Australia, you know, maybe another country, maybe India. I know. Krishna didn't say, Patram Puspam. Did he say? Let us go, boozing. then hang on. Then you take prasad. Krishna consciousness, so many drinks there, you can take. Nectar. Very nice, full juice here. Two little cocktails or water, that's very nice. Krishna has given so nice thing. India, I think, make chapati dal, or rice dal, sabji. But if Krishna consciousness, you offer to Krishna, say annam mrita bhava, this like nectar, but it's not offered to Krishna in love and devotion. No, not this like nectar. Not this like. What? Krishna has taken. Asnami, because who cooked, he or she, and then with love and devotion there, and Krishna accept. The moment Krishna accept, then it will become like a nectar. It's like a nectar. That is why it said, Brahma Sukham hi Anantam, Brahma Sukham hi Anantam, spiritual happiness. Go on increasing, increasing. One is a yogi. Among all yogis, bhakti yogi is the greatest. Yoginam upishavijam madgatena antarartana saddhavan bhajati bhaj. From the word bhaj means to serve. What is service? Whatever you are doing, under the guidance of the authority, a pure devotee, spiritual leader, for the pleasure of the Lord, if it gives pleasure to the Lord, if it's pleased, that is bhakti, that is seva. So bhaj means to serve. So, the yoginam vishavasam matkatana antaratma suddhavan majate. Jomam, anisa, Krishna. He is most intimately united with the Lord. That is the devotee. That is the devotee. That is the devotee. Other yoga system is okay, but there is a different step of the ladder. But the culmination of bhakti yoga. If you do bhakti yoga, you don't have to do all this. You are giving your heart, Krishna. You give your heart, automatically you give your mind, we give our body, and everything. Heart means essence. Innermost of us, is heart. Not necessarily heart transplant. No, not that heart. Once one devotee asks, Oh God, where is this love of body? I don't understand. We are practicing bhakti for a long time, Baba said. Yeah, there is ocean of love there in the heart. But unfortunately, most of us lock it, keep it locked always, reserved for something else. Each of us can ask ourselves, we must be attached to something. We must have attachment. We are not wood. We are not a stone. We must be liking something, attachment somewhere there. Whether it be me, body, or maybe wife, my husband, my sweetheart, sugar, or if not, it must be dog, must be cat, or some pet. Isn't it? And this is a factor, determining factor of our destiny, what next type I am going to get a body. If you are attached to Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's beauty, Krishna's pastime, it will be difficult, but you practice. Every day you are taking pizza. Like it. I can develop attachment. Oh, without pizza, you know. Every day you are taking ice cream. Yes, must have ice cream, I don't, otherwise I don't like. Mommy, son may be saying. There is some music. Prabhupada asks, what is this music? Say, Prabhupada is a band. So what is indicating? He is attracting the children. Really? Why? Because he has got varieties of flavor ice cream. Oh, really? And Prabhupada says, Sanskrit, very strong Sanskrit education. Prabhupada said, who doesn't like ice cream? Everybody likes. Yeah? Who will say, I don't like ice cream? If you can say for Krishna like that, serving Krishna, Krishna's prasad, good. Here everybody likes prasad. Who doesn't like prasad? Raise hand. Very good. Very good. At least, this much we are Krishna conscious. Yeah? We still have hope. Though we have got other attachments, but still we have hope. And good, we are all lucky, we are all fortunate in that sense. And we are fortunate. We may like all the car, but if it is for Krishna, taking Jagannath to Rath Yatra for some other purpose, then it's good, it's okay. Okay. But when it's not all the car, something else, one is detached, devotee means Vaidagavidda, he becomes detached to sense gratification. Because Paramandrishtani Vartati, he has got a higher taste. Bhakti parishanuvam. and the higher taste. You take prasad, then you don't go. You take outside and dona, or maybe red rooster. You catch. Now you okay. Red baga. You offer to Krishna. Take it sometime. Yesterday I was in Golkos going, and I said, Maharaj, you want some? Isn't that something else good for me? Or Krishna? No, please take this offer. It is all good for devotees. Take some. Choose. I said, yeah, in this cold weather, everybody likes samosa. Okay. How much? I said, this much. No, you don't know. We took a little bite. Very nice. Full platter. And the bucks are coming. It's helpful. Lakshmi is coming by, Narayan is worshipped. Look, he automatically will go. He worships Narayan nicely. Looks, no, I have to go there to serve them. So Lakshmi is coming. And running the whatever out there, you go down, big. Running nicely. It costs a lot of money. They're developing many things. Lakshmi is coming. If Narayana is worshipped, Krishna said, Lakshmi automatically will come to serve. In Sudhamanda, we give little bit cheap price. Nobody look at it. But Krishna accepted it forcibly. It's not what need to offer to anybody. What is but Krishna knows here. He has love and affection there. And then he says, oh, I taste so nice, so palatable. And again another monster wanted to say, at once, Rukmini Devi got hold of the hand of Krishna. No, 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 you can't take it. I like it. No, no. Just only one monster we have taken. I have to go there and do so much. 100 times, 10 times for this. I have to make palatial building and so many things. Like Indra, they are just little bit you do service. Sarvamobhyasya dharmasya. You do little bit for Krishna. Krishna will do so much for you, you can see. Prabhupada said, I took 40 rupees to America. $3 worth India government gave. He didn't use it, just in case. It was 1 hour in those days in New York, going by tube, or he said, he'll go away. But he has got faith in the words of his guru, so it fulfilled his desire and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prediction. Prabhu said, in 10 years, 40 rupees fetched 40 crore. Lakshmi coming. 40 crore means what? Lakshmi. Lakshmi. Should be used in Krishna service. That is where we are comfortably sitting here. Marble, it looks like Vrindavan temple. Vrindavan temples are like this. Not the made one, maybe. San Diego, another. I think America, they call Spanish Pork. Recently magazine came. Back to Godhead. So Prabhupada said, if you have, Krishna will provide. Yoga came on, what you don't have, Krishna will provide for his service. Prabhupada wanted once. See, Juhu, wonderful near the beach, like Prabhupada could see in future it will be developed. Most posh it will become big international hotel. Prabhupada said, Krishna, please give me a chance. I want to make a wonderful temple for you here. So much obstacle, so much opposition from one crooked guy. He's cheating everybody, trying to sell that. And Prabhupada took it and determined Prabhupada to serve Krishna, fulfill, to please Krishna. And Krishna is telling, God helps those who help themselves. That is right? In English? So if you really work hard for Krishna, Prabhupada, when you cannot distribute, you are not taking. Giving book means, this is our movement, preaching, means making other Krishna conscious. But if he does not take, what can he do? Give prasad. Give prasad. Nice, even catering. So much so that even Even demoniac people or whatever, he is not a devotee, become devotee. At least become purified. Even Putin likes our food. He admitted, he said in a party, there's some devotee leader is our ISKCON there, and Russia said, yes, he said, I like your society's, what you like, your society's food stuff. And sometimes I go to different party, I ask, what are all these things? Well, palatable, very nice. This is Gopal's, Govinda's. What is Gopal's? This is Hare Krishna society. He's gone. Oh, really? And he likes it. You don't like book. Giving book means giving Krishna. Giving prasad Krishna, giving Krishna. At least this much service. That's why you say, prasado seva. You know, prasado eating. Didn't say, prasado seva. That means, even eating prasad, you are serving Krishna. Krishna is so nice. So kind, eh? And if you serve Krishna, Krishna also looking for chance, how to serve him? Looking for opportunity. So, the fool, he doesn't serve. Mudayam nabi janati. One is a fool, stupid. They don't surrender to Krishna. They don't come to Krishna and chant Krishna's name. The demoniac. The knowledge is taken away by Maya. You know. But only Sumedasa has some brain substance. Praveen Sankirtane. Often, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Oh, pleasure given energy of the Lord. You still the heart of the Lord simply by service. Oh, all attractive, deliverer from birth and death, ocean of bliss, Krishna, Supreme Ranger, please engage in your service. This is a prayer, it's very powerful, provided we in that proper mood to chant, Trinadu Vishnu Chena, thinking ourselves, I am the most sinful and fallen, rascal number one. Very, very tolerant, extremely tolerant. She is so tolerant, Krishna is saying. If somebody tramples the grass, still he is tolerant. She thinks I am fallen. Give free from all false ego. Give all respect to everybody. He constantly can Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram. And enjoy the association of Krishna. The moment you hear, very with attention, you can giving up, careful about giving up all offenses, especially those who are preaching Krishna constantly, criticizing them. No. Vaishnava Bharat. Disobeying the Guru. Be careful. Not inattentive, no. Then you cannot do that. You cannot do that. Then he said, Brahma Shukhami Anantam. Not going to get a duck, you fill up. Heart! And going there. So many places I see. No. Simply taking prasad, he likes it very much. Outside, very cold morning. Breakfast, early dish, I'm saying, I don't know what you take, maybe nice, blown, puri, and halwa, and for Vishnuvaj. So, I will do the halwa. What you drink? No water, only milk instead. Simulina, milk. Sometime, double cream, devon karma. Dish. Fish, plump, still resisted. This is Krishna. But this is Krishna also. Offer to Krishna. Krishna was so nice. You don't have to go to, what I say, mat. No, no. Yes. Pizza Hut. Everything is here. Here is pizza also here. Why have to go to these temples? Why have to go to Tiwari Brothers in India to get samosa, kachori, gulab jam? Isko has gulab jam, but it's like a bullet. One takes gulab jam and his material disease dies. He is dead material. He comes to Krishna consciousness. He comes to the okay, I will listen to lecture. What for? A nice gulab jam. Take his sir. This gulab jam make him bhakta. He is demonic. Materialistic. Mentality gone. Dead. Same thing in Iskand gulab jam that we used to call Iskand bullet. Gulab jam is a Iskand bullet. In the system sometimes you have to eat so many leftover after serving them. You have to kill the demoniac quality. Eating and getting into Red Rooster, KFC, McDonald's. No more McDonald's, no more KFC. No more Wimpy Bar, hot dog. Yeah, substitute there. Options there. Offer to Krishna, take it. Now so many come in the Gold Coast, always. 11 o'clock, till night, 8 o'clock. How many hours?
9 hours.
Always full. Always people are coming. Hey, popular within 1 year. But we are giving them Krishna. Krishna. You know, Krishna, Prabhupada said, he is not reading book. Oh, you're reading Bhagavad Gita? No, I am. Okay. Come, come. You'd like to eat something? Oh, very nice. Come. Maybe we can. You can come here. We have got fish. You'd like to listen? After this lecture, there. So nice. Prabhupada gave. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, chanting, dancing, and feasting. Do little work for your maintenance. And you out of love, you want to serve Krishna? Very nice. Otherwise become ass and dog, all kind of outsiders. This is Mahatma. Prabhupada gave this thing to us, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Otherwise we become food. So let's get brain substance. Sumedrasa, the pravishan, they become bhakta. The dull headed, cow down in the head, brain, you know. How you give halwa, puri, kachuri, I like that. That's it. That is a Rishabdev, God Himself, is saying. Dharma hina pasuhi samana. You don't practice Krishna consciousness, you are as good as two-legged animals. May not be four-legged, but two-legged animals. Simple life is eating, sleeping, mating, defending. But devotee has all these things, but as Krishna consciousness. And life is wonderful. Full of bliss, Ramante, Yoginam, Anante. Boundless joy they get. Somebody asked Prabhupada, can I talk to you? Yes? Come. I have got also charge, but not here. I go different parts of the world. I am a father. I conduct, you know, prayer, this, that, and services. All charges, hundreds, all locked up. Sometimes even maybe. On weekends, there's a bingo on the jackpot. I get it. And it's gone sometimes. Try to take it. My Hare Krishna temple. Quite a few places, I think. Torrent, we have got a big church. I remember. Some places they don't want to give us. If they know this Hare Krishna, no, no, no. Sell it to others. Maybe a little disgrace for them. Come in, oh, you couldn't do it. So how you do it? We stick to follow. Do you follow Christ? So so-called Hindu, Muslim, Christian, you know, they are not real. Actually, we are real Hindu, real Christian, real Muslim. We are Krishna conscious. Krishna conscious. Strictly to follow what Krishna said. That's right. I see, wherever I go, they are joyful and bright faces. Because of this, we stick to follow. No sinful activity. Main sinful activity is illicit sex. Gambling, meat eating, intoxicant. Oh, I see, I see. No answer. So Harshishuddha said, yes, yes, yes. We have to follow. If we really want a joyful life, we have to do little austerity. They are working hard, not we just get up and all in the morning. Get up, nobody wants. And as tea is ready, outside people, newspaper coming, then go to office. Run. And here, you are just running, depart quickly, and to go to Mangalati. Come. The austerity tree, purified. Inside. Chetodapurmajanam, consciousness purified. Previously, I am this, I am that. Sarvapadhi vinim muktam. Don't think I am Indian, I am Russian, I am Australian, I am American. No. I am Brahmin, I am Sanat. No. I am servant to the servant, to the servant, to the servant. The best devotee of Krishna, Vrajavasis, gopis, like that. They become humble. There is Sarvapadhi vinim muktam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I am not Sanasi. I am not Brahmin. But I am servant to the servant of the servant, the Vrajavasis, gopis especially. Then what? Tatpartena. Him Manamon is engaged like that. He engages like devote completely, dedicate his life in service of Krishna. Nirmala, completely free from all dirty things. Consciousness becomes pure. Pure consciousness means like pure water, no color. So it's like, that is Krishna consciousness. Krishna is eternal master, we are eternal servant. Our business is whatever we are doing, are we serving Krishna? Or Krishna's pure representative. So, how to do it? Somebody will teach us, Tadvidhi, Pranipatena, Puripastana, Seva, Upadekshirte, Gyanam, Gyanam, Tattva Dorsina. One knows the science of Krishna consciousness. We should serve him. Then the service to him. Then ask relevant question, he will tell. What a previous acharya said, he will simply repeat. If he says something else, now. Check out, if you don't know. Check out. This is the guideline. Sadhu, Shastra, Guru. Then you are perfect. Otherwise your condition so you make mistake. You make mistake. Then you become perfect. Then you can also go back to God. Krishna is supremely pure. Do we have to become pure? Of course here everybody is pure, no doubt, compared to others. But there is degree of purity, of course. There is degree of purity. Krishna is supremely pure. We have to become pure. To go back to God. Somebody asks, so everybody they can go? Yeah, go. Everybody can become master degree holder. It is open for everybody. But, you know, practically, everybody won't come. Because everybody won't endeavor that much, with all sincerity and seriousness. One does, then you will come. You have to qualify. So Prabhupada said, this movement is meant for this. Become brahminically qualified first, and then you can become qualified as a Vaishnava, go back to Vishnu. Go back to Krishna. Back to Godhead. Any question or comment? Yes.
Srila Maharaj, how do you define Bhakti?
Oh, thank you very much. How do I define? I know nothing. But what Acharya says, what I repeat. Bhakti is, in simple word, developing attachment to devotion of service to the Lord and spirit devotion. It includes everything. It includes like so many things. Krishna's name, form, beauty was completely attached. And no attachment to material, temporal thing. If you want exactly what Acharya says, when you give up all false ego of I am this, I am that, relating to the body, temporary, then and engage in Krishna's sadhya surrendering, using all the senses, for the pleasure of the master of the senses. Sarvapadhi vinyantratatparatyarnimvanam. Rishikesa sevanam. Bhakti ruchyate. This is called bhakti. One definition. Another is, annavilasya. When you give up all material desire, even Kormi has, 98% people are Kormi, productive worker. Again, I want to merge with the Brahma Jyoti, free from birth, death. A yogi wants mystic power, realized super soul? No. Not even that. Only life after life, I want to serve Krishna without any motive, material. This is what our acharya says. I said what I understood from Prabhupada, developing attachment. We can know where we are attached to. If you are attached to prasad, really, we will be attached to what you used to do before, outside. Maybe a donut. Have you liked donut, I think? Very spongy, right? I passed to donut. I like it, it's very nice. Inside juice, maybe strawberry, which is sweet. Outside, very spongy. Very tempting. Yeah. And Krishna's prasad becomes tempting. I said, then you don't go to that or that hankering. Prabhupada said, early days Prabhupada used to tell like that, preaching, very simple way. And for start early days. Yes. Any other? Ask relevant question to this verse or what I said. Otherwise, another time.
You're talking about when we chant, we need to hear nicely. So what are the things that get in the way of hearing properly? What is, how do we get rid of them?
In simple words, you early in the morning do your job. You can do it very early. Even before Mangal Arati, you can do very good rounds. Alone, you think, concentrating, either in front of Krishna, Krishna's photo, Tulsi Devi, a guru, you are very beneficial. You can be 1,000 times result. Because at the moment my eyes is open, some attention gone there. When you close your eyes and complete attention in hearing our sound and Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, non-defined for Krishna, you're directly associated with Krishna. Then become purified. Of course, careful about 10 offenses. And one is, 11th one is? This is most of us, more or less, do that. Sometime, yes? Isn't it? Because some of us go, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. We are chanting, but mind somewhere else. Then it may take long time. This is most of us. This one, almost all of us are. Isn't it? Everybody has this, sometimes. Mind is not there. Do this, you drink japa. Cut sabji, they say, how you drink? God, no good. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Otherwise one can get so much bliss by chanting, he can do hours and hours. But we don't get that taste. We'll get taste. But ISKCON is a movement. Prabhupada knows young, ISKCON devotees are really young boys and girls. So, he said, rest of the time, you work hard for Krishna. I hope Krishna will accept it. Though we are not doing many rounds. Ultimately, devotees will be simply Harikatha and Nam. But you will become Babaji. Prabhupada doesn't want to become Babaji. Babajini. No. Work hard man, otherwise giving the light in darkness, you go find your way out. This one means? Samadhi later. Is it right? What is our policy? What our teacher say? Don't be now in samadhi. Chanting and what samadhi may be. Prabhupada said, no meditation. Walk up and down, chest, for example. Now go, run. What is deity? Yes, make sense? Huh?
Is devotional service
part
of bhakti or complete bhakti?
Is devotional service part of bhakti, a complete bhakti. Devotional service also, if you do devotional service, what he says, according to our acharyas, within devotional service everything is there. If it makes sense to you, that is okay, I can say that. You do devotion, life should be molded in such a way, whatever you are doing for the pleasure of God. That is bhakti. If you don't know what scripture says, you think,
what you clear consciousness, will that please Krishna or pure devotee? Yes. Well, what is complete devotee in this scripture? You can see, I am not, I don't know everything, I am not omniscient. We just repeat for our purification what Sadhu Shastra Guru says. Can't expect me everything. I won't say I know everything. No. What I know, I will tell. What I know, what we learn from my Guru, Prabhupada, or our previous Acharya, or in the scripture there, as far as I know, I will tell. You can ask many intricate questions. Many professors may come, I can ask me questions, very bewildered. I humbly say, I know. If you know Krishna, then you know everything. That's all. Mm-hmm. And Krishna will let you know. If your purpose is to know that, you ask Krishna and surrender to him. Krishna will let you know. If your purpose is to know, if you want to test me, I humbly admit I am ignorant. I simply repeat what my Guru said and try to realize by serving. Anyone? Mother, is there any question? Very nice. Very nice. What is next seva hour? Prasada seva. So nice. Chanting, dancing, feasting. But this is also service. Is it nice? What is the use of knowing so much? Don't mind. We don't have to know so much. We don't have to know everything, you know. If we simply know that my life is meant for serving Krishna, that's all. It is not you have come here to know, become a guy, knowing to know. It's not meant. A child can become greatest devotee. Even not a human being can become this greatest devotee, can become our guru. Little boy, Prahlad Maharaj, 5-6 years, he is all Acharya, one of the Mahajan. He said, simply if you, one who does savanam, kirtanam, saranam, bandhanam, archanam, sakkam, atmanivedanam, then he knows everything. He doesn't have to go to get a master degree in psychology in the university or Harvard, nuclear physics. No, it's not necessary. Simply know this.
That is a complete
bhakti. Well, you say, it's okay. Yeah. Prabhupada said, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur said, when you get up early in the morning and at night go to sleep, one time you beat your mind with a broom. In India, when somebody gets angry, they bring the broom at Broom is meant for unwanted thing, brush off. Undesirable thing, everything. That thing. And other time, if somebody gets very angry, he did so many nonsense, you take a shoe and beat him. So beat the mind 100 times. Maybe at night, and in the morning, with a broom beat. He said that, the Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Prabhupada's Guru Maharaj. Prabhupada said, whatever comes in mind, if you think it is not nothing to do with bhakti, at once you reject, thereby you can control mind. Many other acharyas say so many things. Of course, you have to abhyasana to Vaidyanga. You should be determined, attempt, and abhyasana, practice again and again. Bring, fill it up with Krishna consciousness. So many things to, you can do some service to Krishna, planning, all this like that. Positive things. And negative that. Kick out. Come. But it requires some spiritual strength. Unless you have the spiritual, unless you do your bhajan, bhajan nicely. So that is why sometimes devotee does a lot of service, becomes ugly, he go away from. Why? A bhajan is not good, even a victim of maya. Maya. Catching. The moment you want to enjoy at all, catching. If somebody is tightly held by another person, to get rid of, very difficult, isn't it? Like that. Maya is very strong. He advanced. Grab. Nab him. Like a policeman. Nab a terrorist. Come on, let him. We are like that. And to get rid of, we have to know the technique. Very difficult. Even Arjun says, very difficult to control the mind. That is the business, our business. That is what you are doing here. How to control the mind. By Krishna consciousness. Krishna is called Madan Mohan. And Madan means, in these words, Maya. Attraction towards, I mean, strongest attraction towards opposite gender. From tiny world, billions of life, this is going on. Cupid, one demigod is there, he is doing this. But Cupid's beauty is so beautiful, that Krishna's beauty in the form of Krishna is called Madan Mohan. He is Madan, Cupid is captivated by Krishna's beauty. Because Krishna, million times more beautiful than Cupid. So he is attracted. And so if we are prayed to Madan Mohan, please Krishna, please save me from this attraction. Krishna will help, provided we also try, we also control our tongue, not run after outside palatable fishes. I like it. They take drinks here. This has to control. You have to eat moderately. Meet the hook. This applies to all of us. Sometimes you take too many gulab jam. Prasadu seva, you are not supposed to take so much. The mind going here and there. You know that mind, I should not go there. But mind is forcing you over there. Isn't it? Yes or no? You have to pay price. No, it's not easy thing. That is why we are practicing Krishna. That is why so many devotees are here, old faces, but some, many old faces also sometimes don't see. It's very sad. Maybe something went wrong in his service. What Prabhupada gave, something we did not do. So you have to pay the price. Again, come back. Whatever it is. Krishna is rewarding whatever he has done. Krishna feels for, just like father, mother feels for son, daughter gone. He comes back again. Okay, forgive. What you did. Now, what I say, do that. You rascal, I told you I'm your father. Why are you loitering outside? Why didn't you come back to Godhead? You can enjoy all my property. But we don't want to, we want to be independent. What can he do? He said, rascal, come here. Follow my instruction. Be obedient. Then you enjoy my property. Now, early days, you cannot think of all this thing. In our wildest dream, I couldn't think of I would be sitting like this. I was in Calcutta. And I asked somebody, know me? He said, you're a sadhu, your room, air conditioner. I said, I don't switch it on. Doesn't matter, still. It's all marble, attached toilet, all nice bed, fan. I said, it's meant for the mental guest house. For the other people come, you can stay in. But we have no room, so I am, it's concerned, old devotee, and doing some responsible position, spiritual leader. They said, Maharaj, you stay there. I don't stay here long. I don't switch on. Try not to sleep in bed also sometimes. But sometimes you can't help, doctor said. Don't be attached. That's all. Make sense? Yes? So, Anuruddha Babu, shall we finish here? No question, no comment. What time is that Ardha Seva, Prasad Seva? Punata. Now it is 8:15, past already. Finish. Thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you.